Hello everyone. As you know, it's January. We have had the religious festivals of Christmas and Hanukkah, and here is a Bible story which you may not know. It is Daniel and the Fiery Furnace. Both the text and audio versions are copyright to me, Charlotte Seabag Montefiore. So here we go. Enjoy, and I hope you'll be here next month. Daniel and the Fiery Furnace. We had to leave Jerusalem. It fell. We were not free. Thanks to our Lord Hashem, three kings preferred and favoured me. I started as a page at court. I could not eat the meat, nor indeed the fancy food. It's kosher fare I eat. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He kept it quiet because he wished to see if anyone could tell him what it was. Magicians and astrologers, none of them could see. The only person who could tell, why, 'twas only me. I told the king just what it was. I told him what it meant, to let him know of Lord Hashem. That's why I had been sent. The king gave me respect and more. Titles, fancy names. A herald said to worship him or die in fiery flames. The king was nothing but a man when all is said and done. Me and my Jewish friends refused. Hashem's the only one. Ezekiel had told my friends to flee while still they might. They could expect no miracle to free them from their plight. They would not listen to his words, so sensible, discerning. They faced with faithful piety their dreadful fate of burning. However, this was not the plan the Lord Hashem made clear. He did grant them a miracle, his presence very near. When Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego were thrown into the fire, an angel saved them all alive. The furnace had no power. But for the heathens round about, the flames burned fierce and hot. They perished in the dreadful heat. Their idols served him not. Well, I hope you enjoyed it and that you'll be here next month. Thank you.